The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go! As promised, an episode dedicated to the best nickname in the entire draft. Kool-Aid McKinstry is joining the Who Dat Nation. We're also going to talk about, well, to me, the most interesting comment made by anybody in the New Orleans Saints atmosphere. That was Mickey Loomis on Marshawn Lattimore.
What does this mean here when it comes to Marshawn Lattimore, if anything?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Marshawn's been a really good player for us for a good period of time. He's one of the leaders of our team. And look, like it's just like I said, you know, we can use as many corners as we can get. And we've got a good group, a really good group, and they're going to help each other and they're going to help our team win.
So elaborate on that if you can for us, Mickey, because there was so much conversation. And you're right, Marshawn's one of your guys, part of a fabled and famous draft class, right? I mean, you know, there was so much conversation about trading him, and there still is conversation about it. Is he on the market? Is he going to be a Saint this year? I know what you think of him. I know what you think of the cornerback position. I know what Dennis Allen thinks of the cornerback position. Separate fact from fiction for us on Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, I would, and look, I would say this about any player is that, look, when a guy's a really good player for your team, they're not on the market per se, but there are times when you get a call and somebody makes a proposal and it might make sense for you. That's true for any player on our team. If you get an offer you can't refuse, you at least have to look at it. And so that's what I would say. I'm not actively trying to trade Marshawn. Marshawn's, you know, such a good player. He's an elite corner. He's had some injuries the last couple seasons that have kept him, you know, off the field. And, you know, we've got to get over that. It's not his fault. It's just circumstances. And so, that's just where we're at.
So that was Mickey Loomis on SiriusXM's satellite radio with Adam Schein. I used to work with SXM, and I believe that Believe is also associated with SXM. So that's really cool stuff. My name is Carter the Power. I am new here on Believe in Saints, only our third episode. I hope you enjoyed the first couple. And, you know, in our last one, we talked about Marshawn Lattimore and that legendary 2017 Saints NFL draft class. And, of course, it's amazing how fast things move, right? You know, in Marshawn Lattimore's first 5 seasons, 4 Pro Bowl appearances, and in each of those seasons, he started at least 14 games. But in 2022 and 2023, he has combined for only 17 starts over the last 2 years. And, of course, there were some really good highlights. I remember the Gardner Minshew pick 6 versus the Eagles in Philly. And, look, you take a look at the Saints defensive back room. It is okay when it comes to depth. We'll talk about Kool-Aid coming up. I know a lot of you have different, opinions on Paulson Adebo out of Stanford. And also, Alante Taylor, even though it's not quite an apples to apples fit, what he does and what Lattimore or Kool-Aid does. But Alante Taylor, we know he's plenty athletic, but you take a look at his PFF grades, aren't the absolute best. Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network actually likes Alante Taylor. I know the opinions on him have been varied. And obviously, you know, my favorite football player of all time is arguably Tyrann Mathieu. And he's still in that Saints secondary, but he's not a corner. But this Saints defensive back room is relatively deep. This is not one of the elite rooms, but it's still very good when Marshon Lattimore's healthy. And your best ability is availability. Now, one thing that wasn't mentioned in that Mickey Loomis quote is how freaking expensive it would be for the Saints to, you know, move on from Marshon Lattimore before June 1st. So I don't think anything is going to happen until, you know, later this summer if there was something to happen, whether it's a trade or something else. But at this point, I actually do believe Mickey Loomis wants to hold on to Marshon Lattimore unless the absolute best deal comes through. And look, you take a look at the teams that have won Super Bowls. Obviously, the Chiefs, they had very, very, very elite cornerback play. You look at some of the other teams that are participating in Super Bowls. They have also had really, really, really good cornerback play. So this is a premium position in the National Football League. Marshon Lattimore still has a lot of good football ahead of him. It's just he's a relatively expensive player. He still has a few more years left on this Saints deal. And once again, I will always be forthright. I am not the best with contract information about how much this would cost or that would cost, if he's worth a second or third round pick or whatever. What I can tell you is we're talking about a very expensive asset here, because Marshon is still due some money. But for me overall, I still think he has good years left. Injuries are very, very, very random. And guess what? The Tampa Bay Bucks, they re-signed Mike Evans. And I know you shouldn't base your entire team's identity around one team's player, but we know about the legendary battles between Marshon and Mike Evans, and you'll be participating in NFC battles forever. And Mike Evans is probably going to finish his career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after his re-signing of a contract. So you have that. Obviously, we saw what Carolina did to their wide receiver room. I think Deontay Johnson's going to be really good for them. They have Xavier Leggett coming in. And then, of course, you have the Atlanta Falcons, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. Lots of weapons there with Kirk Cousins. So I think in this division, you got to make sure you do have elite corner play, even though Marshon has not been as reliable as he's been in his first couple of seasons.
Right, and then we talked a bunch about the offensive linemen here. Do you have any thoughts on Kool-Aid McKinstry, their second-round pick?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I thought going into the season last year that Kool-Aid was the number one corner in Alabama. And he still might be. It's just that Terrien was just so good. You know, Kool-Aid didn't have any interceptions this year. Terrien, I think, had four. He had more action come his way. But the thing that jumped out about Terrien was his tackling and just his overall awareness. But at Kool-Aid, you know, look, everybody gets trained by Nick at Alabama. You want to play corner, you're going to learn how to play press corner. Your hands, your feet, you're going to get trained. And so I don't know if any team played more press man coverage than the Saints did last year, whether it's Marshawn or Alante or, you know, Adebo. Like, I mean, they played a lot of press man. And so that's kind of what they want to do. And I think that's what Kool-Aid can do. Like, he can be that guy. I think Alante's been excellent. You know, I mean, I think he's got what it takes, but I think Kool-Aid has been trained like that. I have no doubt that he can come in there and play that style of defense that the Saints want to play.
So that was Brian Baldinger, an extended answer on his thoughts on Marshawn Lattimore. Baldinger, and this is coming from a film analyst myself. Obviously, I didn't play or anything high level, but Baldinger is one of the best film analysts out there, so I trust his opinion. I want to make a little bit of a stretch here. I believe Kool-Aid will be the best player in the Saints class over Talese Fuaga, who of course has the higher floor because of draft capital, a little bit more of a projectable position. But I think Kool-Aid was such a great pickup for the Saints. I know they had to, you know, move some assets to go get him, but I do think he will be a great pro. I've watched a good bit of him in Alabama. And it could just be that I do love the old school physical press man stuff, but I think he's going to fit in seamlessly for the Saints. And I'm not going to say it's a steal because you did have to move some draft capital to get him, but I think he'll be a very fine player. And, you know, going into this, you know, last year, you would have thunk he would have been the first corner off the board. But as Baldinger pointed out, Terrien Arnold just came out of nowhere. Quinyon Mitchell and Nate Wiggins are good football players. I really do think this corner class was very good. I was a little bit higher on consensus on them. And the fact that defensive players kept falling down in this this draft, this was a really good pickup for me for the New Orleans Saints. And if they are to move on from Marshawn Lattimore, obviously Kool-Aid will help with that transition. I want to also share with you something else that is a little bit of a stretch. So, as many of you know, I am a big, big college football guy and a big high school recruiting guy. And I love star rankings. I really, really, really do. And a lot of people say, oh, it's inconsistent, when the exact opposite is true. You know, 57% of all five stars go to the NFL. I think it's like 33% of all four stars, and three stars, it's like way lower than that, even though there's a gazillion more three stars out there. So, one thing I love is when a five-star recruit who was insanely productive in college falls to the beginning of the second round, especially with the way that the NFL draft is done now, because that oftentimes for a five-star recruit is the first time that there has been real adversity, the first time that they are being told that they are not good enough, okay? And what you'll see if you really look closely is there are a lot of five-star recruits that are in the beginning of the second round and just beginning of the second round players in general that turn out to be really, really good professional football players, okay? Let's go back to 2017. Cam Robinson, who's also from Alabama, also from West Monroe, Louisiana. He has been a very successful NFL player. Never really an elite, elite player, but still. Buda Baker was also in the beginning of the second round. Marcus May, okay? A lot of you are familiar with him, obviously with the Saints. Dalvin Cook, five-star recruit, beginning of the second round. very good player. And then, of course, Marcus Williams of Utah, very, very good player for the Saints. And obviously, he's moved on to the Ravens and has been really good there. Let's go to the beginning of the second round in 2018, okay? Nick Chubb, five-star recruit, beginning of the second round. Unbelievable NFL player. Darius Leonard, a two-star recruit, but also beginning of the second round. When he was healthy, he was arguably the best linebacker in the NFL. Cortland Sutton, also beginning of the second round, very good player. Harold Landry, for those that got that joke, there you go. And that was also another five-star recruit, Vince Young, obviously at the NFL draft, but that's not here nor there. Harold Landry has been a really good pass rusher in the NFL. Not all those guys there are five stars, but you'll notice that in this beginning of the second round range, there are a ridiculous amount of really, really, really good football players. Okay? Let's go second round here. Byron Murphy. Mixed opinions on that. But you also have Deebo Samuel here. You have Greg Little here. Sean Bunting here. And Eldon Jenkins here of Mississippi State. Obviously, he's had a really good career for the Green Bay Packers. Eric McCoy is also a second-round pick, obviously, from the Saints a few years ago. A little bit more in the middle of the second round there. But then we get to 2020, and this is where things get really spicy at the beginning of the second round. T. Higgins, five-star recruit. Very, very good NFL player. Michael Pittman, another elite top 100 recruit. Second round, Indianapolis Colts has been a very good player. DeAndre Swift, five-star recruit, beginning of the second round, has been a very good NFL player. Inconsistent, but very good. Xavier McKinney, beginning of the second round. Obviously, Xavier McKinney has been a very, very good NFL player. And if you want to go a little bit deeper, Cole Kmet, Grant Delpit, Antoine Winfield Jr. Winfield, you can make a case, is the best safety in the NFL. All of these guys, middle of the second round. And you notice a lot of these guys are defensive backs. We go to 2021, all right? And this is a little bit of a snag in this trend because Tyson Campbell out of Georgia was a five-star recruit. He was also a corner. He has been okay at the NFL level, to say the most. But also in this range, you have Landon Dickerson, top 50 recruit. Alabama Crimson Tide, he's been very freaking good. Christian Barmore, another really good Alabama recruit, just signed a huge extension for the Patriots. So you notice a lot of these Alabama guys, beginning of the second round, really good football players. All right, let's keep it going to 2022. Beginning of the second round. I'm actually kind of drawing a blank. I can't find my notes. Oh, this Breece Hall guy, he's kind of good, right? That's pretty much the only one. Ken Walker, we'll see. Andrew Booth was a five-star DB at Clemson, if I remember correctly. He's been mostly a bust, but he's also been very, very, very hurt. Lots of Alabama players in this beginning of the second round. Fedarian Mathis, an Alabama DT also there. We go to 2023, all right? Beginning of the second round here in 2023. The first pick there was also a corner. It was Joey Porter Jr. Now, he wasn't an elite recruit, but early second round, really good corner in the NFL. I think he's going to be very, very, very good. Sam Laporta, arguably the best dynasty tight end that's out there. In other words, the best young tight end in the NFL. And then you have Michael Mayer directly after that. He was a five-star recruit, and obviously he did go to Notre Dame. And we'll see what happens here with Brock Bowers. I still think Michael Mayer could be a very, very, very good football player. And B.J. Ojulari was also an elite recruit. I think he was pretty good. But you notice Brian Branch, Alabama safety, pick number 45. Kool-Aid was a few picks before this. Brian Branch, really good player. So, once again, these are just trends. This isn't anything that is a slam dunk that Kool-Aid is going to be a star. But you notice a lot of trends there. Five-star recruit from Alabama, beginning of the second round. And even if it's not quite a five-star recruit, a top 100 player at a high school, all the Alabama players we mentioned were very insanely productive. But for some reason they slide into the second round, and most of them have been good pros. I think that will continue with Kool-Aid McKinstry. It's Believe in Saints. My name is Carter the Power. I hope to connect with you on social media. We'll talk to you soon, baby. Let's go!
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom, and supermom has a lot on her supersized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.